Out of control spending. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Once upon a time, the symbol of out of control defense spending was the Pentagon's $500 toilet seat. Today, when you Google the term $500 toilet seat, you get a page of ads offering to sell you one. But now, we have the story of the Pentagon's washers, ordinary metal washers, worth about 19 cents each, bound for bases in Iraq and Afghanistan. This time, the conniving contractor didn't overcharge for the hardware. They just put in a shipping charge of $998,798. Anyway, the contractor has now pleaded guilty to bilking $20 million out of the Pentagon over 10 years and spending it on big houses, plastic surgery, and jewelry, having nothing, apparently, to do with national security. The prison pillow is being fluffed up. But it prompts us to ask the question, how could C&D Distributors, a small South Carolina company run by Charlene and Darlene Corley, do all that bilking for so long? One clue might be in a 2005 New York Times story about the Pentagon's attempt to reform itself, become more like private industry, cut the bureaucracy, streamline, by dismissing half of its auditors, even as it was trying to audit the 80 new weapons systems stuffed into the budget by members of Congress trying to create jobs back home. When you're trying to control $1.47 trillion worth of new weapons systems, $999,000 to ship a couple of washers, well, as we all know from late-night TV, in America, the merchandise is practically free, but the shipping and handling will kill you. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.